Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This is Rio, your host. I hope that everybody is doing good and having a wonderful day. I want to start off the episode by saying thank you to everybody who has tuned in and listened to my first episode, and people who have given me comments and constructive criticism, or people who have simply just like talk to me about my podcast and how much they like it and listening to it. It really does mean the world to me. And I also want to thank everybody who has been nagging me to release the second episode because they were genuinely excited to listen to what I have to say. But I really can't put into words how much it actually means to me that people are really interacting with my podcast and really enjoying it and nagging me for my second episode, and they want to know what I have planned ahead, and it's so exciting. So thank you so much. If you're one of those people, you know who you are. I love you all so much, and it really does mean so much to me. Now, without further ado, let's get into the episode. Today we are going to cover red flags and icks in guys from my point of view. Now, this list has caused a lot of controversy amongst my friends and acquaintances that I've shared this list with because it is rather extensive and people really look at me with like, I can't believe you're being serious right now face, which is totally fine and I totally understand. Some people think that some of my red flags and icks are a little bit of a reach, but I think they're necessary, and I have all of these red flags and icks from experience, personal experience. I also want to like give a little disclaimer that what may be a red flag to me is maybe not a red flag to you. I've broken the red flags into two categories, and one of them is just like a general category of any guy you're seeing. The second is a red flag more specifically in a boyfriend, because there are just things that I wouldn't care for if you're not my boyfriend. And also there are red flags that are a lot, I don't know how to say this, but like heavier than others. Meaning that I will overlook these red flags if the guy has other promising qualities or if I just think that there's an excuse for it. But it's very up to me and up to my judgment. And I have ignored a lot of these red flags on my list. I am not gonna sit here and tell you, oh, you can't like date a frat guy, because, you know, I have ignored a lot of the red flags on my list. But that's just part of the trial and error process that is dating. But let's just get into it. I do think that this is going to be a little bit of a longer episode, but I will try to go through them as fast as I can. Some do require a little bit of explanation. Some don't require explanations. But the first red flag would be guys who use slurs are very icky to me. That is just such a red flag for very obvious reasons. I'm not really gonna get into it because I think we can all assume why using slurs would be a red flag. This one is not specific to guys, but people who drunk drive, that just shows me that you have no regard for yourself and are willing to put other people in danger, which I think is just absolutely wrong. I feel like this next one is gonna get me in a little bit of trouble, but honestly, I don't really care. If you get mad at this, you are exactly the problem, and I do not want to talk to you. But Trump supporters and conservatives, I have had one too many experiences with Trump supporters and conservatives, and I just rather not deal with that. I think they're literally insufferable, especially people who are not politically aware and don't really know how to articulate their thoughts and feelings, and people who are easily influenced by the people around them. I encourage everybody to just read unbiased news sources and really do their research on politics before saying anything. But I really cannot deal with conservatives. I cannot deal with Trump supporters, and I just cannot deal with that. A lot of people get on my ass because they say that you should be friends with people regardless of your political beliefs, and I do agree to some extent, but I also believe that your morals reflect on your politics. And also, it's my life. I get to dictate who I'm friends with and who I'm not friends with. So if there's something about you that I don't agree with, it's within my right to not be friends with you. Like, I could give less of a fuck. I have a ton of friends and I don't need one more friend who I'm just gonna fight with all the time. And the same goes for a guy. There's plenty of guys in the sea. I do not need to talk to a guy whose political beliefs don't align with mine. And it's really that simple. Next is frat guys. I think frat guys are such a red flag. Okay, I'm not shitting on frat guys. I'm not. I've met some really great frat guys. I have some of my guy friends are in frats, and I think they're wonderful, and I was friends with them before they were in frats. But there's a reason why I've never worked out with a frat guy before. And I just think some of them could be really grimy and sneaky, and I don't know, it's just you're willing to lose all your dignity to be a pledge just to like bitch guys around when you're inactive. I don't know, there's something about that that just doesn't sit right with me. So yeah, I love going to formals, I love talking to frat guys, but I don't think that I'd ever see myself taking a frat guy seriously. This one is very self-explanatory, but cheaters, like any guy who has cheated on their girlfriend in the past, and I'm not talking about some like immature ass middle schooler, you cheated on your middle school girlfriend. No, I'm talking like maybe junior year of high school and up, you had a serious girlfriend and you cheated on her. That's such a red flag, because why would you? I have so many questions. A guy who punches holes in walls is not talked about nearly enough as it should. I think that that is such a red flag, because that means that you don't know healthy ways to channel your anger, and you're gonna take it out physically on something. You might as well have a day where you're angry and you take it out on somebody, and that's very dangerous, and I would never put myself in that situation. No thank you. A guy who calls girls females, red flag. A guy who only listens to rap and trap and has no diversity in his music taste is a red flag. A guy who mansplains to me, there's nothing that screams misogynist more than mansplaining to a girl. So just no thank you. I will purposely ask guys about things that are considered manly, I guess, like quote unquote manly, just to see if they will mansplain to me. Because you have to get these red flags out of the way early when you're talking to a guy. So I will do that on purpose. For example, like I'll ask them to explain football or soccer or like a sport that I know, like baseball, like, you know, just like sports that I know I understand very well, just to see how they approach it, explaining it to me, and see how they go about it. And then we'll go from there. Some of you are gonna really hate me for this one, but I will check a guy's follower list, not to see if he's following girls or anything, but it's very important to me that I know the type of influencers and just like famous people he follows. So some of the like people that he may follow that are a red flag in my opinion. Number one, at the top of the fucking list, and I cannot stress this enough, Dan Bilzerian. If he follows Dan Bilzerian, run. Like that is the brightest of the red flags ever. Run as fast as you can. I will never take a guy seriously, or I would never consider dating a guy who follows Dan Bilzerian on Instagram. So just don't even go there. Now, Nelk Boys is another thing that I think is kind of icky. Now, this one is more of an ick, not a red flag, but if you follow Summer Rae, I'd rather you be following Daisy Keach or, I don't know, Kendall Jenner, someone else. Like, mix it up a little bit. Surprise me. It's almost too predictable, and it's such an ick if a guy follows Summer Rae. If he's a Joe Rogan fan, he's probably a misogynist. He probably has a terrible sense of humor, and he's probably so uneducated and doesn't know where his news sources come from. I have a lot of friends who actually like Joe Rogan, and when I was doing my research, I asked a bunch of my guy friends if they like Joe Rogan, and they all said yes. So I will turn a blind eye on that one sometimes, just because my literal best friend likes Joe Rogan, and I almost threw up in my mouth, but it is what it is. But I think it's a red flag nonetheless. A guy who watches too much porn is a red flag for many reasons. Number one, it's been proven time and time again by science that it is so unhealthy for a guy, just because it does mess with his brain and like the chemicals in his brain. He can develop like a chemical imbalance. He can develop erectile dysfunction later on. But also just because porn is such a fantasy and it is not what real sex is like. And it just brings really unhealthy habits into the bedroom that I just don't want to deal with. The unhealthiness of porn for a guy is something that I'm actually really passionate about, and it's something that really fascinates me. I'm a neuroscience major, so I love to see how things mess up with your brain, how different chemicals affect you and your daily life. So this is something that I've done a lot of research on. If you are curious and you do want to learn more, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I have some great sources that you can check out, but definitely something that you should look up for yourself and learn more about. Definitely educate yourself on this topic. It's very important, in my opinion. A guy who has a lot of sexist jokes and constant dark humor. Number one, I don't find you funny. Number two, why do you think that's funny? Guys with toxic masculinity are really the root of all my problems with men. I cannot stand a guy who refuses to watch a rom-com with me simply because it's a rom-com. It's literally a movie. Or guys who will not listen to Taylor Swift with me because Taylor Swift creates music mostly for like a girly audience. Or a guy who isn't romantic because he doesn't think that it's manly. Or a guy who says he won't simp for a girl when literally simping for a girl, in my humble opinion, is literally just like the most basic form of human respect that you can offer another human being. But whatever, that's a topic for another time, I guess. I hate guys with toxic masculinity. Like, nothing makes you less of a man than having toxic masculinity, in my humble opinion. I'm not gonna go too deep into this, but guys who listen to Juice WRLD, XXXTentacion, 6ix9ine, and other problematic artists. Oh my god, guys who say women just don't like nice guys, you're probably just not a nice guy, dude. I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing I hate more in this world than an asshole, and if you're nice, I would know. And if you're nice, I would go for you. And if I don't go for you, you're probably not nice. I'm really sorry to break it to you. Now, I said that I hated conservatives. I don't hate conservatives. Sorry, I just can't date a guy who's a conservative. I don't hate conservatives. Everybody is entitled to their own political belief. I just personally cannot be with a guy who is a conservative. That's just me. Now, I do hate people who say, not people, well, yes, people. This goes for everybody, not just guys. But somebody who isn't a political person, why not? Why are you, should care about politics. Like, what are you talking about? So yeah, I think that's a red flag. I think he just doesn't want to ruffle some feathers. I usually get this from conservatives who know I'm liberal and just don't want to argue with me. Or just don't want to go there. But I do think that it's important to go there, especially if you do see a future with a person. You should talk about your political views with each other. A guy who only talks about their ex, newsflash, he's probably not over her. Sorry, red flag. A guy who says all of his exes are crazy? I really, really highly doubt it. On the flip side, a guy who says that he likes crazy girls. What? You have to be a crazy ass man to like crazy girls. Who likes crazy people? Why do you want drama in your life? I will die on this hill, but excessive gambling is such a red flag. I have had very traumatic experiences with guys who gamble all the fucking time, sports betting, that sort of thing. I just would rather chop off my left leg than ever go through that again. No thanks. A guy who smokes too much or vapes too much, I personally don't vape or smoke ever. So I think that it would just be like kind of like a clash of lifestyles. I also just think that it's such a waste of money. A guy who has no passions, hobbies, no drive, or no goals in life, there's nothing more unattractive than somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they want to do in life. Super clingy guys who want to be with you 24/7, texting you 24/7, I literally hate nothing more than that. I need my alone time, especially if you're not my boyfriend. Especially if you're not my boyfriend. I'm not going to explain this one because it should be self-explanatory. But 1 million snap scores. Guys who don't have any accountability for themselves or their actions and therefore refuse to apologize, that is literally gaslighting, and they will hit you with the famous lines of, I'm sorry that I'm not good enough for you, or I'm sorry that what I did made you feel that way. That is gaslighting. Please run as fast as you can. A guy que se cree la última Coca-Cola del desierto. Basically, what that means is a guy who thinks he's the last Coke in the desert. Everybody's replaceable. So just keep that mentality and you will be fine. You do not have to be with somebody who's cocky. I personally don't like arrogance. I like confidence, and there's a big difference. I really don't think that I have to explain myself here, but a guy who uses 3-in-1 shampoo. If a guy doesn't tip your servers, if you guys go out to like a restaurant or something, I think that that's a red flag. A guy should always pay on the first date. If he doesn't, then it's a red flag. That's just the way I was raised. My dad always taught me that if a guy doesn't pay on the first date, he's probably not a man you want to be with. And that's just what's been ingrained in my brain. Don't blame me, blame my father, blame the Hispanic culture, okay? I don't want to hear it. A guy has to pay for the first date. Unless you never want to see that girl again, then by all means, split that bill. But I used to be nice and ask guys if they wanted to split the bill. I don't do that anymore. If a guy takes me out to dinner, I will literally be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I had a really great time. And I won't even offer to pay the bill. I am not paying the bill on the first date. Sorry. A guy who is still friends with their ex or follows their ex-girlfriend on social media is such a red flag. This one really gets me going. This one really grinds my gears. I simply will not put up with that stuff. If you guys had a decent breakup and you're single, yeah, sure, like, do whatever the fuck you want. But if you're not single and you're still friends with your ex, I don't know, that does not sit well with me at all. Has the following flags in their room: the come and take it flag, the don't tread on me flag, Saturdays are for the boys flag, any Trump flag, or, you know what, scratch that, any political flag, period. I just don't think, why would you use political flags as room decoration? Like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I can't. If he says he hates Taylor Swift, that's a red flag to me. This one, not just for guys specifically, but people who drink Fireball are just, I think, the spawn of Satan. Okay, so I actually was planning on discussing the red flags that I think are part of a relationship, not as a guy you're casually seeing, but now reflecting upon them, I think they're more like boundaries that you need to set with your partner, and boundaries are different depending on each person. But I do think that it's a red flag if somebody kind of oversteps your boundaries and disrespects you in that regard, because if you discuss your boundaries with a partner, they're out there, you know, so there's no excuses for disrespecting said boundaries because they have been discussed and they have been talked about. I will say, however, that in the relationship, love bombing and saying I love you way too quickly is probably one of the biggest red flags and one of the clear signs that your relationship is not gonna last. And I feel like more people need to learn how to identify love bombing, and saying I love you way too quickly is just one of the examples. Okay, so the episode is already very long, but we still have the icks to cover, so I think I'm just gonna go faster on the icks. To be very honest with you, I get the ick when a guy isn't obsessed with me. Like, a guy I'm talking to isn't obsessed with me, because my love language is words of affirmation. So I need to know that you know you're interested in me. Otherwise, like, I will just hate you and I will never talk to you again. Also, a guy that you're talking to that doesn't swipe up on all your Instagram pictures, that is literally the worst thing you could do. Nothing gives me the ick like armpit hair. There is nothing I think is more disgusting than a guy lifting up his arms and it's just like a full-on forest under there. It's so icky. If he follows a bunch of random girls who don't follow him back, and I'm not talking celebrities, like just normal girls like me, you know, that don't follow him back, is such an ick. And also, if his follower to following ratio is just way off, meaning he has like 200 followers and he follows like 2,000 people, ick. Oh my lord, seeing a guy's butt crack is the worst ick of all. It is such a turnoff. If a guy asks me to FaceTime, that is the most immediate ick ever. I absolutely despise FaceTime. I hate calling. I hate anything. I hate giving my number out to random guys. Like, I would never do that. It's just an ick in general. An ick is when a guy drops you off from like a date or something and he doesn't wait until you get in the door when he drops you off. A guy who still sends streaks, and I don't mean like you guys snap every day so you happen to have a streak. I mean like he literally like writes streaks or like a big S on his snaps. Somebody who's allergic to peanuts is just so funny to me, and I don't know why it's such an ick. Like, I think it's embarrassing. Also, somebody who has asthma. A guy who smells really bad. Obviously, I don't really need to explain that one. Sweaty palms. I don't know why. I absolutely hate the feeling of sweaty palms. It's just something that I just can't, my brain can't handle it, so I absolutely hate it. I hate toes. I'm so scared of toes. I don't know why guys think that it's funny to send girls pictures of their toes. I don't think that's funny at all. It actually makes me want to throw up. A guy who only has one pillow? Why? Get more pillows. Like, you're probably like a psychopath. Like, do you only sleep with one? You don't hug anything at night? I don't know. That's weird to me. Uses corny emojis, ironically. Learn how to use emojis, dude. A guy who uses if you want instead of I want you to. Like, if we're making plans and I'll say, oh, do you want to see me tomorrow or something? And he says if you want instead of I want you to. You know, that kind of scenario. I hate when guys do that. A guy who doesn't know any quality cologne and only uses like Axe or something. A guy who doesn't know how to dress. And a guy who asks you to dress him. I'm not your mom. I'm not going to dress you. Learn how to dress. That's all I can say. Figure out what you like, what your own style is. I am not here to do that for you. A guy who fishes for compliments. You know those guys who are always like, oh, but I'm just like so ugly. And like, you would never go for me. You're right. I would never go for you. That's why you're getting left on open right now as we speak. A guy who isn't athletic or isn't into sports. Guys who bite their nails. I, like, listen, I'm gonna expose myself a little bit here, but I think I have, like, a hand fetish of some kind, because when I tell you I love a man's hands, I love hands. I love hands. I could say that forever, because I do, and I mean it. So if a guy has nasty-ass fingernails and ugly hands, that is ultimate ick. Guys who wear pit vipers, enough said. Guys who have pictures from 2017 on their Instagram, I do not, you know you look ugly, right? Like, delete them, please. Pick me boys, like, you know, like guys who are like, oh, I'm just like such a nice guy, and like girls like don't like nice guys, or I'm just so respectful, you know? Like, I have a sister, yeah, I love taking care of my sister and like bringing her things on her period. Shut the fuck up. Like, we all know it's a farce. We all know it's fake. Men in flip-flops. Oh my gosh. When I tell you my ex-boyfriend would only wear flip-flops in the summer and I wanted to kill myself, that would be an understatement. So, like, imagine a guy's wearing flip-flops and he's running and one of them comes off and he has to go back and get it. Just imagine that scenario in your head. Also, flip-flops with socks. That should be illegal no matter who you are, whether you're a guy or a girl. Is absolutely disgusting. Okay, all the pictures on his mom's Facebook. If you've stalked a guy's mom's Facebook, you probably know that she probably picks the worst pictures of him, and they're all probably really disgusting. Okay, imagine him repeating a joke to a group because no one heard him the first time. That's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry. Okay, when he says this one's for you and then he misses, like when he's playing basketball. Okay, when he has a booger in his nose and he doesn't know it, but you also don't want to like say that he has a booger in his nose, but if you don't say anything, then you are staring at the booger in his nose. God, I hate that so much. Them being sunburned so bad that their skin goes white when you press it. Okay, imagine a girl like dubbing them. Imagine him playing with his toes, like just like laying down in bed, put like wiggling his toes around. Ew, I hate feet so much. Imagine him being a sloppy eater. Imagine him running to catch a bus, or imagine him trying to hail a taxi but no one stops for him. Guys who post videos of their steering wheel while driving with like a rap song in the background, especially if it's at night. Guys who wear no show socks. That's, imagine he like takes off his like super fancy shoes and then he has like no show socks on. Come on. When he holds his nose before jumping in underwater. Like, what are you, in third grade? Please. Thinking about them jumping up and down at a concert, that makes my head go wild, literally. And imagine he's standing outside the shower naked and he's waiting for the water to warm up. I just thinking of guys like naked, especially their back profile, gives me the ick. Looking up the lyrics to his favorite song, trying to take a selfie. Okay, this one really gets me. Sitting on a bar stool with their legs dangling freely, and imagine he's like playing with the legs. I cannot. Okay, getting spun around in a barber chair to see their haircut reveal. That one is too funny. Okay, so those are just some of my icks. I love talking about the ick just because I think it's so funny and it's also so controversial. Like, try talking to a guy about the ick and just watch how triggered he gets. It's so funny. But that concludes today's episode. I know it's a little bit on the longer side, so if you made it this far, thank you so much. If you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm always super open to like discuss anything that I talked about on the, like in this podcast. And thank you again so much for listening. I hope you tune in for the next episode. If you want to hear anything specific for the next couple of episodes, just let me know. I'm probably going to have like maybe a Q&A episode coming up, but I will do the Q&A through my Finsta. So I'm really sorry if you don't follow my Finsta currently. You can just reach out to me if you have any concerns or questions. But once again, thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.